Translation and Purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Swambhue Manu, the husband of Satarupa, was by nature not at all attached to enjoyment of the senses. Thus, he gave up his kingdom of sense enjoyment and entered the forest with his wife to practice austerity. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara prapyam imam rajarsayo vidhu. The supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession. And the saintly kings understood it in that way. All the Manus were perfect kings. They were Rajarsi. In other words, although they held post as kings of the world, they were as good as great saints. Swambhue Manu, for example, was the emperor of the world, yet he had no desire for sense gratification. This is the meaning of monarchy. The king of the country or the emperor of the empire must be so trained that by nature he renounces sense gratification. It is not that because one becomes king, he should unnecessarily spend money for sense gratification. As soon as king becomes degraded, spending money for sense gratification, they were lost. Similarly, at the present moment, monarchy having been lost, the people have created democracy, which is also failing. Now, by the law of nature, the time is coming when dictatorship will put the citizen into more and more difficulty. If the king or dictator individually or the members of the government collectively cannot maintain the state or kingdom according to the rule of Manu Samhita, certainly their government will not endure. Strong purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjanimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadabhiyai Mapuro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Adamusu Purusam Bhukte Gunan Sodasa Sodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansimi Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayemacha Patitanam Pamanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswadai Sukhakai Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I'll just read the four verses before this. Text number four. Sri Rishi Uvachaha Mano Asvita Vidita Sadha Kalpe Swam शम्भुवादयः आदस्ते कथयो यत्र देवादिनां च संभव। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड इन द प्रेजेंट कल्प देयर हैव ऑलरेडी बीन सिक्स मनुज। आई हैव डिस्क्राइब टू यू स्वाम्भुय मनु एंड द अपियरेंस ऑफ मेनी डेमिगॉड्स। इन दिस कल्प ऑफ ब्रह्मा स्वाम्भुवे इज द फर्स्ट मनु। आकुत्या देवहूत्या च दुहित्रो तस्य वै मनुः धर्म ज्ञानोपदेशार्थः भगवान पुत्रताम गतः। स्वाम्भुवे मनु हैज टू डॉटर्स नेम आकुति एंड देवहूति। फ्रॉम देयर ओम्स द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड अपीयर एज टू सन्स नेम यज्ञमूर्ति एंड कपिल रिस्पेक्टिवली। These sons were entrusted with preaching about religion and knowledge. Prabhupada writes a small purport. Dehuti's son was known as Kapila and Akuti's son was known as Jagyamurti. Both of them taught about religion and philosophical knowledge. Number 6. Kirtam pura bhagavataha kapilasyanu varanitam akhyaste bhagavan jagyo यच्चकार कुरुद्वः। ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द किंग, आई हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द थर्ड कैंटो द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कपिला द सन ऑफ देहूति। नाउ आई शैल डिस्क्राइब द एक्टिविटी ऑफ यज्ञपति द सन ऑफ आकुति। सो एज वी हैव हर्ड फ्रॉम सेकेंड कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम। Third canto of second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that there are 10 subject matter which have been described throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Like in Bhagavad Gita, there are 5 subject matter: Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kal, and Karma. In Bhagavatam, there are 10 subject matter. अत्र सर्ग विसर्गश्च अस्थानं पोषणौतय मनमंतर ईशानुकथा निरोध मुक्ति आश्रय। सर्ग द फर्स्ट क्रिएशन बाय महाविष्णु हैज बीन डिस्क्राइब इन थर्ड कैंटो भागवतम। विसर्ग द क्रिएशन फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा हैज बीन डिस्क्राइब इन फोर्थ कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम। Sthanam, some or other we got to tie this one, otherwise it keeps going slowly. This will make everybody sleep slowly like this. Not this, you have to get a screwdriver and tie this one. The temple commanders should do this job later on sometime. Anyway, Sthanam, our real Sthana is back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. But unfortunately, in this material world, well, if, then I got to be like this. It cannot catch from all the side. That very expensive mic, a simple mic, this can only catch this way. Get other stand, or I will hold like this. Asthana is Vaikuntha. That's where we should go. That is the perfection of human life. Janmalabha parapunsaha antah narayana smriti. We should perfect our life such a way that an end of life, a time of death, we should be able to remember Narayana and thus go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you. Oh, Gauri Prabhu, good morning. Come on, England is rich. Come on, buy some better, you know, stand. What is this thing? In Bombay, you got so many stand. Okay, all right. Let us work on this one. But since we are entangled in this material world and we keep performing or doing so many activities for sense gratification, prasakta kaam hogesu patanti narakesu chau. And this way, we fall in different status. Somebody go to heaven, somebody go to hell, somebody remains here in different aspects of life. So everybody got their asthan or place of residence. That has been described in 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Poshana. Poshana means maintainer. The Lord is the maintainer of one and all. He maintains everyone. He maintains the Hare Krishna devotee and he maintains the butchers also. He maintains everybody without any discrimination. He maintains them. The Poshana, especially the maintenance of his devotee, have been described in 6th canto of Bhagavatam, like the demigod, Arvina Jamil, you know, how the Lord has maintained. And then 7th canto of Bhagavatam describes about Utaya. Utaya karma vasana. The desire for performing different act is called Utaya. And then comes, that is 7th canto Bhagavatam. 8th canto Bhagavatam describes about Manavantar. What is Manavantar? In one kalp, the kalpa is 4,320 millennium of human years, our years, is one day of Brahma. In one day of Brahma, there are 1,000 Mahajuga. When this four Juga, Satyug, Dwapar, Treta and Kalu, this consist a Mahajug. The four consist a Mahajug. Or 4,000 Juga equal to one day of Brahma. Or one kalpa of Brahma. And in one kalpa of Brahma, there are 14 Manu. There are 14 Manu. And the change of the Manu is called Manavantar. I mean, I will give the definition of Manavantar. What is Manavantar? Manavantaram Manu Deva Manu Putra Sureshwara Rishayo is avatarasya hare sad vidhamuchyate. The Manavantar, the sixth thing happens, then it is called Manavantar. Sad vidham uchyate Manavantara. What are these things? Manu. In one Manavantar, these things, Manu, Deva, the demigod, Manu Putra, the sons of Manu, Sureshwaraha, Indra, Rishaya, Saptarishi, and Isa Avatara. There are different incarnations of the Lord. Hare, Cha, and Cha means many other devotee, you know, whose name are. But the six things are known as Manavantara. When the sixth thing comes together, then it is called Manavantara. In each Manavantara, this sixth thing happened. So there are, I mean, I can explain in a Hindi better way, but I am in England, so I have to follow the law of the land. So they are the known as Manavantara. And this way there are 14 Manu change in one day of Brahma. So in one day of Brahma, whatever, you know, history is called Purana. But this had to be related with all these six things. These six. Manu, demigod, son of Manuj, Indra, Saptarishi, and the different incarnation of the Lord and his devotee. Sukhita Goswami says, Cha means and the devotees. So, they are the pastime of these people or activities of these people is known as Purana. So, the activity of one kalpa is known as Purana. So we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat is Mahapurana, right? There are many Purana right there. Srimad Bhagavatam is Mahapurana, one Purana. So we see in Bhagavatam, there are so many pastimes are given. But they are not particularly from this yuga, this Chaturyuga. They are from different Chaturyuga. You know? And Bhagavatam is known as Mahapurana. Means, you know, even of different kalpa. Not only this kalpa, not only Brahma, but the life of Brahma. The pastime of life of the Brahma is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Therefore, Bhagavatam is called Mahapurana. Other Purana talks about this kalpa, where we are. So far, six Manu have changed. And we are in the seventh Manu, Manamantar. And eighth Manu will be Maharaj Bali in Sabarani Manamantar. That is yet to come. So this is Manamantar, which I have been described very nicely in the eighth canto of Bhagavatam. Ninth canto of Bhagavatam describes Isa Anu Katha. Isa and Anu. Isa Anu. Isa means the Lord and Anu means the devotee. Isa Anu Katha. Tenth canto of Bhagavatam describes Nirodha. Nirodha means cessation. No more. Nothing required. Many Goswami, they talk that tenth canto should be Ashraya, but somehow or other, Sukadeva Goswami decided to say it is Nirodha. So everybody accepts it. Finally, Jiva Goswami defends Sukadeva Goswami and said yes. After hearing Harikatha, after hearing the pastime of the Lord in Vrindavan, which is of three kinds, the pastime in Braj, also in three different ways, the pastime in Gokul, the pastime in Vrindavan, and pastime in Nandagram. And the pastime of Mathura and Dwarika, if somebody hears this pastime, then he has no other desire but to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why it says cessation is good. Some other Goswami like Vallabhacharya, they feel strongly that Haribol Prabhu Jiva Jago. I'll tell a nice story. Once, when Kumkaran, you know who is Kumkaran? No? Kumkaran was a brother of Ram. Sorry, Ravan. I don't know how many of you are up. Kumkaran was a brother of Ravan. When he was killed, the Nidra Devi, she went to Lord Ram and said, "My dear Lord, now you have killed Kumkaran, where should I go?" So Lord Ram said, "Wherever Harikatha is going on, you can go there. Where Bhagavad Katha is going on, you can go there. So where there is Katha going on, you will find somebody always." It's Nidra Devi there, by the benediction of Lord Ramchandra. She is there. Anyway, let's get back here. So what we are talking about? Isanu Katha. Nirodha. And of course, 11th canto of Bhagavatam talks about mukti. Hitvan nitharupam sarupina vivasthiti iti mukti. Giving up our false identification of this body and anything to do with the body and getting ourselves situated on our constitution position of jivare sarupai krishna nitidas. And start serving Krishna, that is called mukti. Huh? And then Ashraya, the somam of everything, Krishna is the shelter of one and all. So, this 10 subject matter have been discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, we are beginning the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is known as Manamantara. Huh? In the 8th canto of Bhagavatam, said, evam panchadadhyayaha vasanakarmachoditam sadharmastu tataha proktaha chaturvinsati bhi subhai. एवं इन दिस वे पंचदशा अध्याय द सेवेंथ कैंटो ऑफ भागवतम इट हैज 15 चैप्टर द 15 चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब्स अबाउट कर्म वासना अबाउट द यू नो हाउ टू परफॉर्म डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ एक्टिविटीज एंड गेट इंटेंगल्ड By performing different kind of activity, we get entangled. Now here is Jiva who got entangled. Is it that we should remain here only? We should not remain here. This is not our place. We are just going in the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. You know. Lord is so merciful. He has made all the arrangement. So that we can go back home, back to Godhead. To clean our contamination, the Lord has given dharma. And that is the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes how to be free from this contamination. Therefore, he said, धर्मस्तु ततः प्रोक्तः धर्मस्तु व्हाट इज द रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल व्हाट इज आवर एक्टिविटीज यू नो प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी धर्म मीन्स प्रभुपाद सेड धर्म मीन्स प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी एंड सद्धर्म मीन्स कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस तो सद्धर्मस्तु ततः प्रोक्तः चतुर्विंशति भिषुभै इन 24 चैप्टर 15th chapter, 1 to 15. The 15th chapter describes about karma vasana, the desire for sense gratification and its activities. And to clean that karma vasana, Sukadeva Goswami had to speak in 24th chapter. The sat dharma, tu means certainly. This is only process which can clean that dirt which is in our heart to enjoy this material world. Therefore it says Shubhai means auspiciousness. The 7th canto, 8th canto of Bhagavatam can bring auspiciousness. Manamantarani saddharamaha satam dharma prakirtitaha prakitati samakhyata pauruso bhakti revahi. He said, Manamantarani means the Bahuvachan, not this plural number, non one, but many Manu. I'm going to discuss about all 14 Manu and then all these things about Manu, about demigod, about son of the Manuj, Indra, Rishi, and different incarnation of the Lord and his devotee, which have been described in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this, all these things are sadharma. They are the sadharma. Satam dharman prakirtitaha. Satam dharma or the dharma for the saintly person has been described in 8th canto. Satam dharma or Bhagavat dharma have been described in 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prakritate samakhyatah. Samakhyatah. This description of Bhagavad Dharma is not prakrita or material, but prakrita means spiritual. And pauruso bhaktir evahi. Pauruso means human being. We obtain bhakti, he said, evahi. Eva means certainly, and he means without any question. Just like say, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Eva, he, Kevalam. Eva, he, Kevalam. The three things, and all comes in affirmative or certainty. Here also he said, Prakritate samakhyataha, Pauruso, Bhakti eva hi. So 8th canto of Bhagavatam is the description which gives us bhakti, which can clean all karma vasana, you know, the desire for sense gratification. In 8th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, the description, it is, you know, there are 6 different sections in 8th canto of Bhagavatam. First section talks about Manavantara and the pastime of the Supreme Lord as Yajna Purush, which is described in first chapter. Second section talks about Gajendra Moksha. Again, by hearing Gajendra Moksha, we get bhakti. You know, it's very powerful, Gajendra Moksha. Then, fifth chapter describes about, you know, other Manoj, you know, other Manamantar, and different other 6 Manu, such as Raivat, Chakshus, etc., other Manamantar. By the way, I just want to say that there are 14 Manu which comes in one day of Brahma. They are known as Swambhue, Sarochit, Uttam, Tamas, Raivat, Chakshus, Vaivasvat, Savarani, Daksha Savarani, Brahma Savarani, Dharma Savarani, Rudra Savarani, Dev Savarani, or Indra Savarani. So this is turning point, this Manmantara where we are, this turning point. From here start Savarani Manmantara. So rest, balance will be only Savarani Manmantara. So this is described in 5th chapter of Bhagavatam. This way the 3 section gets over. And other 3 section talks about Samudra Mathan, churning of the ocean and getting the nectar, etc. The whole pastime, Lord Shiva drinking the poison, all these things. The 5th section talks about Bali Maharaj and Vamandev. And the 6th section talks about the Matasya Avatar, the little glimpse of the pastime of Matasya Avatar. So this way, there are 6 sections in this chapter. Now, as we said, the first we will be talking about the Manu and Jagyapati. So in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first chapter, this talks about Manu. This has altogether 33 slokas. Talks about Manu, he went to forest to perform tapasya, and about, you know, Jagyapati. Basically, these 2 things talks in this verse, in this chapter. So now we will go on the 2 days verse. We are starting now. That was introduction of the verse and Bhagavatam. I mean, this chapter is starting. So I thought it was good to share with you all, you know, this thing what the other Goswami they have to say. Now, this particular verse, I like to go on a slokas. Some or other, I have phobia to stay here. And I go on each word to word. It has different meaning. So, the seventh sloka said, Viraktaha kama bhogesu satarupa patih prabhu visrijya rajyam tapase savharyo vanam avisat. So, we see 3 things in this chapter. In this text. Fourth thing. One is, this verse is talking about Maharaj Manu, the first king on this planet. Maharaj Manu, We are his descendant. Therefore, we are called manusya. We are manusya, right? Human being. Because we are descendant of Manu, so we call manusya. Brahma descendant are not called, they are called different living entities. They are called prani. You know, this brain, prani. But among the prani, there are 84 lakh species of life. And one such is manusya. And they are descendant of Manu. They come from Manu. From Brahma, so many things comes. Mosquito, you know, I mean, fish, anything and everything you see here in the creation. All come from Brahma. But from Manu, we come as manusya. He is the father of mankind. Now here, the word has come, Satarupa Pati Prabhu. Very nicely. Why didn't you say Swambha Manu? Why is it Satarupa Pati? Why Satarupa Pati? The wife plays a great role in husband's life. She can make the house hellish, heavenly, or Vaikuntha. Right, Gauri Prabhu? True? We all have experience. I have experience. My wife is here. I have experience. The wife can do anything. If you have a good wife, well. So here it has Satarupa. Of course her name was Satarupa. But Satarupa has a meaning. There's, you know, she has, you know, hundreds of beauty. Unlimited beauty. Not by, you know, outlook. Outlook was also one. She was beautiful. Her character, her behavior, her walk, her talk. Satarupa. She has hundreds of beauty in her. And one of the beauty of a wife is to assist her husband in serving Krishna. Not to pull his leg down. That is not the duty of the wife. Then she is not Satarupa. Satarupa is one who is assisting her husband to serve Krishna. And this way, Swambhuya Manu was expert. Therefore, he also called here Prabhu. Satarupa Pati Prabhu. He was Prabhu. He was also maintaining. Not only one side, both sides. The husband should also be first class Krishna conscious. Then that will match. But nevertheless, sometime when the husbands are 10th class, still the wife can be Satarupa, such as Madhudri. Ravana was a demon. But Madhudri, she served her husband and she is glorified around the chaste lady. You know, so she was Satarupa. So anyway, so one section is talking about Swambhuva Manu, who was the husband of Satarupa. Such a pride. For the woman, it is pride to be called by their husband name. But Swambhuva Manu and Sukadeva Goswami feeling proud to call him by his wife name, Satarupa Pati Prabhu. He was great because he had first class wife. Was helping him in different way. So what way she helped? She made sure. She makes sure that he is not involved too much in sense gratification. Virakta kam hogesu. Prasakta kam hogesu in Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter. You know this asloka. Aneka chitta vibhranta. मोहजाल समावृत प्रसक्त सर्व कर्म प्रसक्त काम होगेसु पतंती नरके असुचौ. इफ समबडी इज प्रसक्त प्रकृष्ण रूपेण आसक्त टोटली फुली ऑब्जर्व इन सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन ही गोज टू हेल. एंड विपरीत ऑफ प्रसक्त इज विरक्त. विरक्त काम भोगेशु। ही वॉज विरक्त, ही वॉज फ्री फ्रॉम सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड अगेन क्रेडिट गोज टू शत्रुपा। सो इफ एनीबॉडी वॉन्ट्स टू बी हैप्पी इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड देन ही हैड टू बी फ्री फ्रॉम टेंडेंसी, आई से टेंडेंसी फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन, फॉर एंजॉइंग आवर सेंसेज। देन वी कैन बी बोधर इज ब्रह्मचारी, गृहस्थ, वानप्रस्थ और सन्यासी। आवर सेंसेज आर वेरी डेंजरस, जोड़े इंद्रिया ताहे कार, इट कैन बूम टेक अस एनी टाइम। Therefore, we should always be birakta. Birakta. Birakta kama bhogesu. Detach. Attachment is the cause of lamentation. And detachment is the cause of happiness. Or shanti. Vihaya kaman sarvan puman sharati nispriha nirmamo निरहंकारम सहमे शांतिम अधिगच्छति। 271 विहाय कामान सर्वान, गिव अप ऑल द डिजायर ऑफ सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन। इफ यू वांट टू गेट पीस, इफ यू वांट टू गेट हैप्पीनेस, गिव अप द डिजायर ऑफ सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन लाइक महाराज मनु हैड डन। वी हैव टू बी डिटैच विदाउट अटैचमेंट। आई रिमेंबर वन स्टोरी। Once there was a guru and a disciple. And guru always was teaching his disciple that if you want to be happy, then you have to learn detachment. So he said, yes, my Guru Maharaj, I fully agree with you that we should learn detachment, give up everything. I agree, we should give up everything. But I think we should not give up Lakshmi Devi. Money. We should not give up money. Money can play a good role. So we should keep the money. He said, no. If you want to be happy, even you have to give up the money also. Don't be attached to money also. So one day, they were going. It was rainy season. And India, in rainy season, you know, the river flows. Here also flows. There may be control here. They cannot flow. Little bit. In India it flows. It's a big flood comes. So the river was in full swing and there are no bridge or anything. So they have to cross. And boat was only way and means to cross the river. So the boatmen, they are very clever. When you want to ride on the boat, first they get money. Then they will take you on the boat. Otherwise, they know that when you go other side, you'll run away, where you're going to chase after you. So he takes the money before. So boatman wanted money from them. And Guru has no money because you are a renounced person. He said, I don't carry money, I don't keep any money. So boatman said, well, then I cannot take you. He said, well, your boat is yours, I have to go other side. That's the money I know. I said, no, if you don't give money, I'll not take it. This disciple who had given up everything but kept some money with him because he was attached to the money. So he thought, my disagreement with my guru about renouncing everything but not money, why should this boatman talk about anything about to my guru? So he said, okay, how much you want? This much. So he gave the money. And that much money he had in his pocket. So he gave all the money. So when they cross other side, so the disciple was very happy. And told Guru Maharaj, see, you always say to renounce everything. But I told you, if you renounce everything, but not the money. See, we had money. Therefore, we crossed the river. So he told one time, two time, three time. Guru looked back. He said, you fool. I kept telling you, renounce everything. Look in your pocket. Do you have your money in your pocket? He said, no. He said, yes, you renounce it. You have given it away.
you gave it away, therefore we crossed this river. If you have kept the money with you, you could have been there only. He gave away the money, so now we cross. So we have to renounce. One, if anybody wants to be happy, he has to renounce. Viraktah kama bhogesu, the second thing to learn from this verse. And visirjya raja. Because he was renounced, he didn't take much time to renounce his kingdom, which was full of its opulence. Everything was there in his kingdom. He has so much opulence. Prabhupada talks about, in the whole purport, he talks about one thing, and that was, that is how a leader should set example. Krishna said, yada yada acharati sreshta tat tat eva itarato janaha sayat pramana kurute lokas tat anuvartate. If you look at this verse, then you will see that too much importance is given on setting example. Four times strength is given on setting example. So I will say yat, yat. To visheshan. Visheshan means Shruti Prabhu, what do you mean by visheshan? Anybody know? From Sanskrit to English, I have difficult sometimes to translate from Sanskrit to English. Visheshan, yes, the quality. Okay. Visheshta, and the quality, yes. Good. He was a Sanskrit teacher in Gurukul. So, you know, visheshan. So, visheshta, the quality, the so much importance is given on the acharana. Yat, yat, acharati, sreshta, tat, tat. 2 and 2, 4. 4 times importance is given on behavior, on setting example. But instruction, sa yat praman, praman instruction, sa yat praman kurute lokas tat. Only 2 times. So the instruction has the personal, what do you call, setting example is more powerful than simply giving instruction. So Prabhupada talks in whole purport about setting example. How the king earlier, they used to be Raja Rishi, Raja and Rishi. And Prabhupada quotes this verse from Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Yom Parampara Prapyam Im Raja Rishayo Vidu Sakalane Mahata Jogo Nastra Paramdapa. But how Maharaj Manu was Rajarshi. And he had so much wealth, but he didn't got involved in sense gratification. Let me gratify my senses. One day I was in Washington, and there, before program, they take prasadam. In India, after program, we take prasadam. But they come directly from office, so they took prasadam. So I didn't know what to do. I was sitting chanting. Then somehow or other, the host, Suryakant Patel, Shyam Krishna Prabhu, he said, Prabhuji, you want to know what's happening in India? I said, well, okay. Then he put the TV on. On the TV, what was coming? The Prime Minister of India, who will die, I mean, we all are dying, but you know, he has become too old. So he was, you know, this media really, Gauri Prabhu, you are saying, somebody was saying, the media, you know, the court does not give or court does not harass the citizen or the people or criminal as media harasses. You know, they ask so many questions, you know, so many way. So they showed one point, Prime Minister was saying, that people, they don't want the prices to go up, you know. But in the recession is throughout the world. What can I do? The money does not grow in the tree. So this was his statement. Money does not grow on the tree. And next moment, they said, yes, money does not grow in the tree. But when a prime minister has a party for his performance of 4 years of his government, he expends 6,000 rupees per plate. 6,000 rupees per plate for eating. And he expends 60 lakh rupees. How much? 60 lakh. How much is in pound? 70,000 pound in one day dinner. 6,000. One family can maintain for whole month in 6,000 rupees. And here for one thali they gave 6,000 rupees. Money does not, my dear Prime Minister, money does not grow in the tree. That was the question mark on Prime Minister. Then they made the budget in India for foreign tour. The budget was somewhere like 70 or 80 lakhs. But they spent 600 crore. How much money? So much money. Budget is only 70 lakh. And they spent 600 crore. And again the question mark. My dear Prime Minister, money does not grow in the tree. You know? So this is called sanctification. And Prabhupada writes here. Before, there are monarchy. And the king, they thought, they are enjoyer. And they were expending so much money. So it did not last. It fell apart. Then they brought new thing. Demon crazy. Democracy. Democracy is called, Prabhupada says, demon crazy. They are all crazy. Demon and crazy both. So now they are expending so much money. I'll read the purport. This will finish the class. Here. It is not that because one becomes the king, he should unnecessarily spend money for sense gratification. As soon as a king becomes degraded, spending money for sense gratification, they were lost. Similarly, at the present moment, monarchy having been lost, the people have created democracy, which is also failing. Yes, this example you can see. Money does not grow in tree. But poor thali, expending 6,000 rupees. This is waste of money. So a king had to be exemplary. Visirjya rajam tapase. Give up this desire of sense gratification. Get out. Manam gato yad harima sreta. Go to Vrindavan. Go to forest. Join Hare Krishna movement. And chant Hare Krishna. Don't join alone. He said, Sabharyaha. The devotional service should be done along with wife. Lord Ramchandra, he wanted to perform Jagya. Sita was vanished. So Sita was not there. How can he perform Jagya? So alternative was either he gets married. He said, no, he cannot get married. Then they made a golden Sita. Right? Without wife. See, Ardhangani. Half body. So the devotional service should be performed together. So he went to the forest to perform tapasya. So the great lesson to learn from this. And it is the need of ours that we should go out and preach. Distribute these books. Let these politicians read this, you know, purport of Srila Prabhupada. Something will, you know, come in their brain. Something they will realize. It's very important. I see the score here every day. Devotee are distributing so many books. It's very good. Please go on distributing the books. The Prabhupada's purports are something which can save the humanity at large. That includes the government officials also. President and Prime Minister, everybody. When they come in touch with Prabhupada's books, when they read this thing, they can see. Prabhupada, these two things, what he said, that how monarchy fell because they thought the kingdom is for their sense gratification. And the democracy is also going to fall because they think that this wealth is for their sense gratification. So book distribution is the only thing which can save. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.